This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. Today we're talking with Sabrina Finn, the executive director of CASA. Now that's Susquehanna Valley CASA, Voices for Children, their official name. And we've had them on the program before, and we're going to be bringing you an update today about what they do and about some of the things they're going to be doing in the near future. And that does involve an opportunity for you to get involved in a couple of ways. So thanks for joining us, Sabrina.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Let's talk first just about, in a nutshell, what is CASA? You're not the only CASA. It's one of the CASAs, but explain what that is and kind of the mission.
Okay. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. It was a program that was started in, actually, Washington State back in the 1970s by a dependency judge who felt that he needed an additional set of eyes and ears on dependency cases so that he could get the most accurate, up-to-date information about the child's life and the child's needs so that he could make more informed decisions regarding the permanency of the child. That idea grew into a nationwide network of programs where trained staff will recruit and then train citizen volunteers to act as advocates for children in dependency court. You're appointed by the judge to be their eyes and ears on the child's case, and you provide the court with detailed information about what's going on with the child and their life while they're in dependency so that the local judge can make good decisions long-term for the child's safety and well-being.
Is Susquehanna Valley CASA one of the newer ones or one that's been around longer or somewhere in the middle?
We've been around for several years, but we expanded. Originally, Susquehanna Valley CASA existed in Lycoming County only. Later on, judges in other communities requested the program to come and exist in their counties. So we've expanded into Snyder, Union, and Northumberland counties.
Okay. Talk a bit about what you look for in a person that volunteers to do this. What kind of human do you need?
Well, in a basic eligibility sense, the human needs to be 21 years of age or older. Beyond that, what we're really looking for is someone who is dedicated and willing to spend about 10 or 12 hours a month with a child in need, getting to know them, getting to know their circumstances, and be a bit detail-oriented and able to articulate to a judge what they've observed while they've been spending time with that child in a formal setting such as court or through a written court report. We provide all the training. It takes about 30 hours to get a volunteer up and running as a fully trained and certified CASA. All volunteers are sworn in by a local judge. So right out of the gate, you get some face time with our local judiciary. Then you're assigned a case of a child that is in dependency. The child doesn't necessarily have to be in a foster home. Some of the kids that we have CASAs assigned to are staying in their original home with their family and still have a CASA. And we expect a CASA to be able to make a commitment for the life of the case. And some dependency cases, unfortunately, can take a few years until they're resolved.
And I recently saw a statistic study of some sort that said only 20% of the population really has empathy. Well, certainly empathy would be very crucial as a CASA volunteer.
Absolutely. I've also seen statistics where the average American will watch 3 hours of television every night, but will only volunteer up to 52 hours in a year. So we're hoping for people that are willing to, instead of watching television, perhaps give some of their time to a child in need, and of course have that empathy at heart, we call it. We need people with heart.
So either switch out your television time for volunteer time or for the people who already are saying, I'm looking for something that I can do to help others. As you mentioned, we're not talking about you become a volunteer and you have 5 or 6 cases that you have to juggle. It's literally one person you're going to be fixed. That's your situation. But how much, you know, hourly, how much over the course of the case,
do people need to expect?
Some cases can take only a few months. Other cases last 18 months. I've heard of cases lasting a few years. And for continuity and for the best interest of the child, we hope that the volunteer would stick for the life of the entire case. Each volunteer is assigned one case. The case itself may have more than one child involved, but the volunteer only gets one case. And it varies. Each case is unique. The child's needs are unique. Their circumstances vary. We ask that volunteers sort of be prepared to spend 10 to 12 hours per month doing CASA work. That could be visiting the child. It could be interviewing other people that are involved in the child's life, like guidance counselors, pediatricians, pastors, anyone that really has the opportunity to interact with the child and knows something about their life and their family would be someone that a CASA would talk to. So on average, we ask the CASAs to sort of expect 10 to 12 hours a month doing CASA work. And to stick for the life of the case. It's hard to predict how long a case is going to last. The other thing is we're really good matchmakers, so we try very hard to assign a volunteer to a case where their skill set is going to be best utilized. So there really is a matchmaking process that goes on. Our case managers are really good at identifying specific volunteer skill sets and preferences and then finding a case that will best fit.
In my mind, I can think of certain people I know who I think that person should stay far away from you. And then other people that you say, hey, I could see this working. So, and obviously you folks have the experience now and the training to know who goes where.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure do.
And as far as training, what is involved? I mean, this isn't just, you're now an advocate. Good luck. I mean, you guys prepare people.
Absolutely. So the training on average takes around 30 hours, and that's a mix of independent study time and some live online classes. We try and make it, we are covering a 2,300 square mile footprint for our program, so we try to make this as accessible for folks as we possibly can. So the live classes are going to be online via Zoom, and the coursework is done independently. That's also all available online. So you would, as a volunteer in the training class, you would study the coursework and then participate in the live class where we review the coursework, have some discussion, answer questions, really dig down into what a CASA does, cover things that the written coursework doesn't. And at the end of the 30 hours, there's no test, but we do expect that you will appear to be sworn in for in front of a judge and become an officially certified CASA representative.
Okay. And I would think you'd have to have a strong mental fortitude to go into this because you're dealing with a child who's abused or neglected. And so that kind of psychological makeup has to play into it, too.
This is extremely fulfilling work, and most fulfilling work is also extremely challenging. I find that those two things usually go hand in hand. It will not be easy work for a CASA volunteer, but it is necessary, and CASAs make a huge, huge difference in a child's life. Most cases that have a CASA assigned never return to the foster care system, which is unusual for foster kids. Most foster kids are cycling in and out of the system. With a CASA, you have a better chance of not having that happen because you have someone that's able to communicate on your behalf directly with the court.
Okay. And coming out of that training, I would assume you really have a good feel for what's next. What do I do? Where? How does this begin? But, give me some sense of that for people, just in a general sense of, what am I actually physically going to be doing as I start this, with working with a child?
Immediately after the training, you are assigned to one of our trained case managers. They're paid staff. And the case manager will walk you through every single step every activity that's going on, from assigning the case and matchmaking to get you the best case that fits your skill set to helping you work the case, we call it. So talking with the volunteer about what person in the child's life do you want to speak to first? What's the best way to build rapport with the child if you're having a struggle gaining access to a particular party that's involved with the case? Problem solving that, coming up with some strategies and solutions for dealing with that. So volunteers aren't doing any of this work in a vacuum. There is always someone that is available and literally working beside them as they're on the case.
If you joined us late, we are talking with Sabrina Finn, Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley CASA, Voices for Children. And we are going to continue today because one of the reasons she is here is to share with us the needs they have, which does include the need for new advocates.
Absolutely.
Put in the plug for those, if you would, and what people should do if they'd like to learn more.
We have children that we are unable to assign a CASA advocate to because we have no available volunteers to assign. It is really important to us and to the children in Snyder Union, Northumberland, and Lycoming County in dependency that they have an advocate to speak on their behalf and support them as they work through the foster care system. And it starts with caring. It starts with someone recognizing this need and saying, I think I'd like to help. It's as simple as that. If you're feeling like you'd like to help, the best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is really simple to remember. It's SusquehannaValleyCASA.com. You'll see a tab on there that says volunteer and how I can help and donate. Click on any one of those and you'll get more information. Our next training class is on May 2nd. We are accepting applications for that training class through April 15th. The application is a few pages. You'll have to answer some pretty detailed questions, but we ask those questions because we want to get the best person for the child.
Okay. And In raising money, now this past week was the Raise the Region, which you folks are part of, so yeah. Getting some help there. Other ways you're bringing, you work to fund this?
We accept donations all year long. We also do some really cool fundraisers, and our next one coming up is our Superhero 5K Run Walk, which is being held in Lewisburg on May 11th. We have folks that come from all over the place. We have a special group of people that come as our superheroes in costume. We encourage everybody to come in costume. We had a family of Incredibles last year at the 5K, which was awesome to see. It's a great event. All are welcome, adults and children, and that will be Saturday, May 11th at the Lewisburg Area Recreational Park.
And any further thoughts to add to kind of maybe give people that little extra push they need for to get involved with CASA?
I sometimes ask people to think about what it would be like for them if they were plucked from their home, from the people that they know and are comfortable with, and placed in a strange environment with strangers, nice though those strangers might be, and think about how that might feel and what you might want in terms of support and help so that you can feel safe and you can feel cared for and you can feel not forgotten. And if you have any desire to help someone else not feel forgotten and not feel unsafe and to feel embraced and that there's hope, please consider becoming a court-appointed special advocate for a child in need.
Perfect sales pitch there for volunteers. I like that. SusquehannaValleyCASA.com is the website. You can go to learn more. And we've been talking with Sabrina Finn, their executive director with Susquehanna Valley CASA. And we want to thank you for being with us today, Sabrina.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
And thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in to the WPGM Community Forum.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.